blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Enemy of my soul, part 2. According to the Bible, Christian life is not a picnic, but a battle. An armed struggle against a powerful adversary, Satan. To engage in that battle properly, we need a spiritual makeover in which our flimsy, inadequate natural attire is replaced by suitable armor and weaponry provided to us by God Himself. The book of Ephesians chapter 6 gave us a complete arsenal needed to defeat Satan. During the two previous messages, I spoke about what it means to possess, number one, the belt of truth, number two, the breastplate of righteousness, and number three, the shoes or sandals. Today, I am going to conclude on the last three weaponry that God has provided for us to battle and defeat Satan. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. What does the shield of faith mean? The shield of faith is the part of the full armor of God that protect us from the flaming darts of the enemy. Faith is an important part of our relationship with God. It is impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Faith is how you start in your walk with God, by believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is how you progress in spiritual growth. Faith is what will help you keep standing until the end, when you stand before Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. So to take up the shield of faith means to put your personal trust in God in every circumstances and in every day. It means putting your faith in God's power, putting your faith in His will, putting your faith in His desire to bring it about in the world and in your life. You take up the shield of faith when you choose to trust in God more than anything else. Trusting that God alone is able to forgive you, is able to save you, and is able to finish the work that He began in you. When the Satan attack, it will be to try to shake your faith and trust in God. Enemy will come to shake your trust in God's word, in His love for you and His plan for your life. Satan will try to shake your confidence in God so he can change your feeling and your mind. And when you choose to take up the shield of faith, you grasp firmly to the unchanging God, who is the source of everything that is good. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. It is knowing that the real faith cannot exist without obedience to the word of God. What is the helmet of salvation in the Bible? The helmet of salvation is the part of the spiritual armor that points to the truth that God is the only one who saves and delivers. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8 also describes this piece of the whole armor of God as the element of hope and of salvation. In Isaiah 59, verse 17, the Lord put on the helmet of salvation. This means that He is the only one who saves and delivers. The world is in the state of brokenness. You can agree with me that the world is in darkness right now, and it will continue to increase until Jesus Christ returns. But you can have a hope in God. You can have a hope in God's salvation that will help you stand through any trouble in this life. This is the same element that you are invited to put on. It is God's armor. It is God who can bring salvation to this world. Jesus' very name means the Lord saves. So the element of salvation brings protection to your mind and bring hope no matter what happened in this life. The goodness of Jesus brings real hope. The gospel is not only that Jesus died and was buried, He also rose again, and Jesus will return again at the end of this age to bring God's kingdom fully on this earth. Salvation is not only about going to heaven when you die. It is about God making all things new when Jesus returns. Revelation 21:5. So you put on this helmet of salvation when you put your hope fully in God. Look to the one who started the work of redemption and will one day complete it. What is the sword of the Spirit in the armor of God? The book of Ephesians chapter 6 concludes the list of spiritual armor with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 also describes the word of God as a two-edged sword. Quote, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and of spirit, of joint and of marrow, and discerning the thought and intention of the heart." The word of God brings truth and freedom to the very core of your being. It is a weapon that can be used to destroy the crafty works of darkness. Actually, Jesus used the word as a sword 3 times in the book of Matthew chapter 4. Jesus countered every temptation from the devil with the word of God. Jesus answered in each of those temptations by saying, "It is written," and quote from the scripture. So as you commit to read and obey God, you can also use this word to counter Satan. So when you obey God, you are using the word of the Spirit. Let God bring freedom and deliverance to your mind and to the core of your being. You use this word of the Spirit by engaging with the word of God and committing to follow all that Jesus commands. Let us pray. Dear God, today we put on the full armor to guide our life against attack. We put on the belt of truth to protect against lies and deception. We put on the breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart from the temptation we battle. We put the gospels of peace on our feet so we are ready to take your light wherever you send us this day. We choose to walk in the peace and freedom of your spirit and not be overcome with fear and anxious thought. We take our shield of faith that we extinguish all the darts and threat hurl our way by enemy. We believe in your power to protect us and choose to trust you every time. We put on the helmet of salvation, which covers our mind and thought, reminding us we are your children, forgiven, set free, saved by the grace of Christ Jesus. We take the sword of the Spirit, your very word, the one offensive weapon given to us for battle, which has the power to demolish stronghold and is alive, active, and sharper than any double-edged sword. We ask for your help in remembering to put on this full armor every day of our life. For you give us all that we need to stand firm in this world. Forgive us, God, because sometimes we forgot, we are unprepared, or we are too busy, or we don't even care. Well, we don't even try to fight and wrestle. Sometimes we try to wrestle in our own strength. Please forgive us. Thank you, Lord, that we never fight alone anymore. For you are constantly at work on our behalf, shielding, protecting, strengthening, exposing deeds of darkness, bringing to light what need to be known, covering us from the cruelty attack we face, even when we are unaware. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I am Dr. Gabriel Luakutame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message to everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily words of God. Till next week, stay blessed and thank you.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay.